Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God from St. Luke chapter 11, today's Holy Gospel. As he said these things, a woman in the crowd raised her voice and said to him, "Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breasts at which you nursed." But he said, "Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and keep it." This is God's word. I'm not going to lie, it gives me incredible joy to see so many of you here today. Didn't know what to expect. And some churches have canceled services. Is that a safety precaution or is that selling out to fear? On the one hand, we should not judge because we're in kind of uncharted waters right now. How do you react to things like this? And like I said, I know there's a temptation to think that things are overblown. But the reality is, we don't want one another to get sick. We don't want lives to be at risk. And if taking some small measures, which really in the grand scheme of things are not that big a deal, then that's a good thing to do. That being said, we never want to give the devil a foothold. And don't get me wrong, this is an opportunity for Satan to take a foothold. Made the comment, there are people who will not come to church because they're not feeling well. Good. They should in good conscience stay home. There are people who will stay away because their immunity is weakened. Good, they should stay safe. We would not want them to needlessly put themselves in danger. But what about fear? That is what the devil loves to take hold of. Because you see, the thing you have to know about the devil is that his arsenal is limited. He doesn't have the full weapons at his disposal that he used to have before our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ took on human flesh and died for the sins of the world. When Jesus from that cross said, "It is finished," he meant sin, he meant death, and he meant the devil. The devil's finished. Satan can't undo the salvation of the world from sin. The only thing he can do is sow doubt and sow fear in what God has clearly said. And he's been doing that since the beginning. Did God really say, "You may not eat the fruit of that tree"? Did God really say, "You will die"? He's the one who sows doubt and he sows fear. And so we, dear friends in Jesus Christ, we need to be ever vigilant at this time that we do not give in to fear. That is why we are here. And I love when the calendar of readings, the lectionary that we use, and we use what's called the historic lectionary, where the readings repeat every year. We just started using it this year. So those who use that lectionary, wherever they are, they're hearing the same reading for the third Sunday in Lent, Luke 11, 14 to 28. And in there, Jesus, the one who has power over demons, describes the devil to us as a strong man who is in a house filled, covered in armor and has weapons and forces at his disposal. But then Jesus describes himself as the stronger man that comes in to force out that other strong man. This is great stuff. I mean, we've been seeing Jesus depicted in artwork, probably all of us, for our entire lives. How do you see Jesus depicted? We have one piece of artwork here in our church, above the exit to the nave there, we have a picture of Jesus praying in the Garden of Gethsemane. He looks gentle. He looks kind. His head glows. I don't know if his head really glowed. He did glow at the Transfiguration, but nonetheless, it glows there. But he looks friendly. He looks kind and gentle. You see pictures of Jesus, of him with little children around him, or of him holding a lamb because he's the good shepherd. I want a picture of this Jesus, the stronger man, the one who is stronger than the devil. I want a picture of Jesus who is built like the Hulk, who literally has Satan in a headlock, ready to snap his head off, or more appropriately, has his foot on his head. He's the stronger man. He's the one who casts out the devil. Remember, 2 weeks ago, the first Sunday in Lent, we heard from Genesis 3. Adam and Eve in the garden, where they had fallen into sin, they had listened to the serpent's temptations, but then God said to the serpent that one born of woman would come to crush the head of the serpent. Jesus is the one who is stronger than Satan. The one who puts his heel on his head and grinds it into the ground. The one who casts out, cleans the house of all the powers of Satan, hell, the demons. They cannot be in the presence of Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. When you've got Jesus, the devil doesn't stand a chance. Dear friends in Jesus Christ, we are the church. And what do we have in a time like this? We have Jesus. Body given, blood shed, poured out for sins. We have Jesus, and Satan cannot overcome us. Do not fear. Because though the devil is strong, the one who is stronger than the devil fights on your side and fights for you. He is your champion. He is your victor. He is the one who crushes the devil's head. And he does so with his strong, powerful word. A woman yelled out from the crowd to Jesus that day, as he was proclaiming his power over the strong man Satan as the one who is stronger. A woman cried out, "Blessed is the womb that bore you, and blessed are the breasts at which you nursed." In other words, she's saying, what a blessing it would be to have such an intimate connection with you as a mother and a son. Those of you who are mothers and have children, you know what an incredible bond that is a mother has with her child, because she's carried him or her so close to her within her own body, given birth to that child, fostered his life or her life inside of her, and brought that child into this world. What an incredible intimate connection. But Jesus showing us that you don't need to be the mother of God, Mary, to be blessed, reminds us, blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Because when you have that strong, powerful word of God that Jesus gives us, that Jesus is himself, you have all of Jesus you could possibly need. You have exactly what you need to send Satan scattering. Because the one thing Satan cannot undo is what our Lord Jesus Christ did on the cross. He can't undo what's delivered from the cross and given to you in bread and wine today. He can't undo it. It is finished, our Lord said. All he can do is cause you to doubt it. There's a point in our gospel, which I don't know if you noticed or not, where Jesus talks about after having cast out the strong man by being the stronger man, where he then talks about how after that spirit has gone out of a person, he says, it passes through waterless places, seeking rest and finding none. It says, I'll return to my house from which I came. And when it comes, it finds the house swept and put in order. Then it goes and brings seven other spirits more evil than itself, and they enter and dwell there. And the last state of that person is worse than the first. He's wondering what Jesus is talking about when a demon is cast out, when a spirit is sent from the place it's inhabiting, when the stronger man casts out the strong man. Well, then he goes and looks for a place to inhabit again. And he will tend to come back to the place that is now empty, from which he's been sent away. But he knows that he's going to have to double, triple, quadruple, multiply his efforts to inhabit that space. In other words, what Jesus is saying is that don't think just because you've heard the word that has cast Satan away that now you can let your guard down. Don't think that Satan won't multiply his efforts to take away your hope, to drive you into fear. And maybe that's a good reminder that we need to be on guard against that right now at this point in time. There's an old saying, I've heard it attributed to Luther. I don't know that it was actually him. You may have heard me say it before, but the old saying goes, wherever God's people build a church, the devil builds a chapel next door. In other words, the devil strengthens his attacks on those who belong to Jesus. And that makes sense because he doesn't need the unbeliever. He's got them already. The people who live apart from Jesus, who live in fear, who live without hope, he's got them in his clutch already. But that's not you. You know that your guilt was taken away on the cross. You know that eternal life is yours. You know that whether plague or pandemic or natural disaster or murder or war or whatever should come and take your life away, it cannot take from you what is yours in Jesus Christ. That's your hope. That's my hope. That's our hope as the church. Thanks be to God. Don't doubt that Satan will come back with his demonic forces to try to cause you fear. Well, when he does come back, because we've sent the devil scurrying today. Oh, that's great, isn't it? We've had our sins forgiven. Jesus is here with his people. He's giving us body and blood, sins forgiven, eternal life ours. The devil has nothing to do here. But you can bet as soon as we walk out the door, as soon as we turn on our news feed on our phones or turn on the cable news network or social media, we're going to find something that's going to possibly sow fear. You can probably count on it. He's going to double his efforts and come after you. When he does, when that unclean spirit comes to try and take back the house from which he was cast out, what should he find? A blessed people who hear the word of God and keep it. That word keep is kind of a bad word. It's kind of a bad translation. When you hear the word keep God's word, it makes it sound like it means follow a bunch of commands. You know, we talk about keeping the Ten Commandments, which means, well, you do the commandments. If you keep the law, you follow it. It's very action-oriented. But the word there that the ESV translates keep God's word, who hear the word of God and keep it, means something more like to guard or protect. God's word is something that we guard, we protect, we cherish because it's priceless. It's the most valuable thing we have. So when Satan comes back to take what he's been cast away from today, because we've sent the devil packing today through forgiveness of sins and body and blood, but he's going to come back. And when he does, let him find you hearing the word of God and cherishing it, guarding it, protecting it as the most precious thing that you have. Because it's that word that gives you Jesus. It's that word that gives you exactly what it promises. It gives you what was done on the cross. It gives you what's delivered in bread and wine. It gives you the life it speaks of that lasts forever. Dear friends in Jesus, have no fear. Love your neighbor, no doubt. Take seriously the call to care for the need of your neighbor. That's what we do as the church, right? But also remember the call to hear God's word, receive God's gifts. As Jesus said, take, eat, take, drink. That's what he wants us to do. And through all of it, fear not. You have a strong, powerful word that is God's word, that is Jesus. And it's stronger than the devil. It's always stronger than the devil. And as we hold that word, guard that word, cherish that word, protect that word, and live in that word, we can stand assured that Satan will have no place to dwell among us. Because as our sins are cleansed, that house is swept clean, and the devil and his demons are sent fleeing. Thanks be to God for this strong, powerful word he gives us today and always. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.